It was very ironic because here I am just at the end of my tenure was the demise, if you may say, of the Canadian Grain Commission. In all the years that I worked loading boats and unloading cars and doing what we do and cleaning and all the rest of that stuff, there were a vast many of people on the Grain Commission that were great, that would work with you and help you and help you to achieve your goal, because they realized that if the grain companies aren't there, we're not there. But there was too many that, and this was something I said many times, was instead of the Grain Commission enhancing what they have and going forward and making things better, they put up roadblocks. And unbeknownst to them, it was their demise. I mean, that was, you know, I mean, soon as the first progressive conservative government got in, I mean, that was the end of them. And you know, they all thought that they were untouchable. And, you know, that's just not the way things are. I mean, I can remember Bill Parrish Sr. coming to the elevator and walking through the room where we had our scales, our computerized scales, and there was our weighman, and there was five people on the weighing staff in that little room. And Bill Parrish went through and said, "How many of those are ours, Tom?" I said, "One." He said, "What are the other five doing?" I says, "Well, they work for the Canadian Grain Commission." He says, "What are they doing?" And it just happened, it was July, and three guys were there to deliver the winter parkas for the year in July. And a person like Mr. Parrish, who was the owner of our company, Mr. Parrish, who was the owner of our company, sees something like this, and I'd say to him, "Bill, don't worry, Bill. I mean, we're unloading cars, we're being charged so much a car for inspection and weighing. Like, in reality, it doesn't matter how many people they have." "Well," he says, "yes, but that doesn't make it right." He says, how can you manage our people where you have someone who has a job to do, and they look over there and they see four guys doing nothing and one guy working?" He says, that isn't the way you can do business. And I said, "Yes, I agree with you, but," I says, "that's beyond my realm," or whatever the case may be. So consequently, those little things like that, and something that a person that probably one of the most fair people I know or have ever had to work for or know of, but I'm sure that he remembered that, and I'm sure that that came up with the powers that be, the Richardsons, the Pattersons. Like, they were all the players. So it was a terrible thing, the demise of something that had been around for, you know, hundreds of years.